I can purge the crap on my back. If I got one. All right, anyway, the meeting's in order, and I'd like to entertain a motion to accept the minutes. So moved by Don and seconded by Mary. All those in favor?
Aye.
All righty, very good. All righty, we also, we have, Harold, if you want to start?
Want me to start now?
You're the first on my list, Harold.
Hey, thank you, Don. Make it official, okay? All right. I'm here for a couple of things. One is very important for our veterans, that we honor one of your members. He's not here. He retired. And I'm going to get a little input and make this plaque up for him. We can probably get it going, no problem at all, but I just want a little input from you guys that we can put on. And it's Mr. Wayne Harris. He's done a lot for us, for our veterans. And I knew him. He knew me when I was pretty short. And he was a hell of a teacher and everything. So that's what we would like to do for one of your members, to show our appreciation to you guys, or to him. He's still one of you guys, as far as I'm concerned.
So yes, am I.
Definitely.
So I'm concerned with the same thing. I agree with you. Wayne's a great guy.
Yes, he did a lot. And with the cemetery for the veterans and everything, and helped us out as much as we could. And if we had a problem with a veteran, he'd call us, and we would get on it right away and get a hold of that veteran and take care of it as much as we could for a ramp in his house and everything. So it took a little bit, but we did it. And he was there to help us, definitely, to get it going. So every time there was a problem, he helped us.
So what do you need from us on that, Harold?
Excuse me?
Do you need anything from us on that?
Maybe a little input, what we can say about him and stuff like that, you know, because,
okay.
I mean, I know him, but he knows my mother and my family better than me, right? So, you know, he did a lot. Like I say, he did a lot. He did a lot for my mom. He did a lot for my dad. He did a lot for the veterans and the community, especially the communities besides, right? He was always there for them. He did a lot. He was always there when I did the Eagle Scout. I did an Eagle Scout presentation. He was there a lot of times. I seen him with somebody else or come in. He's going to be well missed, definitely, on that.
Well, I can be reached at 399-8.
I think I have your number.
You got my number, right?
I think so, yeah.
If you wish to give me a call, I can give you some input.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to do that.
Anybody else?
We want to do it. I don't know when he's coming back from Florida. If he does come back, I hope not. I hope he does.
Yeah, he comes back. He just goes down for a few months.
Oh, okay. He's a snowbird.
Well, I think that's what he's doing now. He's doing a few months now at a time. You know, he used to go for, you know, maybe a month or so, but now he's, I think he's
I'm very proud of what the county's doing for our veterans' home. I'm very proud of that. And to me, that's more important. And then pictures hanging on the wall. I've done taking pictures of the place when they're tearing it apart, demolition and stuff like that. I got pictures. I won't show you right now, but maybe some other time when we all get together again and do that.
Right. I'll just jump in and say, you know, Harold's so modest. He's been through so such leadership on this project, and we have a committee that's helping us all the way. And he's been there. Every step of the way. He's made every meeting, he's made every decision that has been made, Harold's been right there. Everyone who's donated, I mean, I'll let the committee know that, you know, the last I checked was a couple of weeks ago, we'd already garnered $120,000 in donations from the community for this facility. And Harold has beaten the bushes and done a lot of things to get those donations, and again, just I can't say enough about Harold. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You've been just such a dream.
Right, and
supporter.
I know Harold was there with the commander before you,
oh, yeah.
With the cemetery.
Yeah,
in fact,
exactly.
It goes back when I was the chairman. We were pushing to get that cemetery, and I remember going out when I was dedicated. You were there.
Yeah.
You were the guy behind the scenes with present commander.
A lot of stuff. Definitely. I'm there for my veterans no matter what. Yeah, I'm not there for me. I'm not there because of the home. I'm there because of the veterans. That's why I'm there. So on that. Thank you very much.
I think they just finished up the remediation work that was being done. If you've been by, it's all wrapped in plastic. It's a whole process, and our crews are in there starting tomorrow. And I think that our goal is to have a ribbon cutting, if you will, first week of July. July 2nd is what we're shooting for, and obviously we'll extend an invitation to members of the committee to participate in that. We have a lot of really great ideas on how to really knock that out of the park, and I think make sure you're all participating in it as well.
Do you have pictures?
I got pictures from the demolition, yes.
All right, well, you could probably do them through email, and we could actually show them.
Harold's got 1,000.
I got.
Well, maybe you could talk to
100
pictures now. If the committee would like,
it'd be nice to see a little slideshow.
I can do that right now if you like.
You know, if you'd like, Dave, I'd be happy to. If you want to set a committee meeting next month and after, I'll bring the whole team in. We'll do show you the plans and the blueprints and all the. I'm happy to do that and give you.
Yeah, we could maybe do that the next meeting then.
Sure. Yeah, just give me a call.
I mean, be out to the college unless you have a better spot. I mean, that would be easier for you guys. It's up to you.
Well, let's talk about it.
We'll try to bend to whatever.
I'm the only one that's got pictures. Nobody else has pictures of this. I got them in the car. If I want me to go back out and get them, bring them in.
The blueprints.
The next month, way we could take a look. We could actually spend a little more time just on this particular thing.
Do we have a meeting this month, the 20th?
Yeah, the next meeting will be...
The college meeting?
It'll be at the college.
The committee meeting.
We're not doing the budget yet.
The committee meeting.
The budget is next month.
In
June?
Well, when do you plan on being done?
We're shooting to have a ribbon cutting the first week of July, so I'd like to do it before then.
Okay.
Maybe we can even do a special meeting and,
invite all legislators. It would be great for everybody.
All right, why don't we do that? We'll do that. I'll look at the calendar. You and I talk and we'll figure out a good time, all right?
Sure, and since we're on the record, I want to go to the deal. We're negotiating with just a tremendous... national provider to do the operations of the facility right now. We're not finished with those negotiations, but if anyone wants to talk about it privately, I could talk about that. But I'd like to be able to also talk about the specifics of the programming and the provider at that meeting as well, too. So we should have it all wrapped up by then to do that. So.
All right. Well, with our June meeting is out to college on the budget.
We've got one on the 4th. Is that still on? And then we've got the following week, the 11th. Is the budget hearing, the public hearing?
Ways and Means?
Yeah, they have Ways and Means. But Ways and Means usually meets right after we meet.
Right.
We meet jointly.
Right, yeah. But then we meet jointly. Yeah, well, we have a meeting, then we meet jointly. And right.
So it's really up to you.
Well, we could always do the 4th. What does the committee feel? I mean, we could either do the 4th, and we can actually have this done on the 4th. So in other words, anybody will do it as just exclusively you guys, and we'll invite everybody.
Maybe we'll do it in the chambers.
We'll probably do that one in chambers. I'll talk to them. All right, I got to change that one. You can make sure you change that. The 4th will be happening in chambers.
So this will be June 4th?
Yeah, the meeting of the 4th, the June 4th, will happen in chambers. A good idea, Don. That way, we got this stuff there. So, and then the 11th, of course, is out at the college. That's a typical budget meeting.
7 p.m.
You meet at 5:30, right?
Me, you meet at 5:30.
Because I want to make sure I have the blueprints and all the. I want to make sure I also provide the, the capital project information and the budget.
Yep. All right. Yeah, that'd be perfect. That way, everything would be updated, and then we could send out something and let Nettie or whoever does that. Send out to the rest of them that it's going to be a total update on this, so we'll all interested parties that would like to attend that particular meeting, ask any questions and so on.
Cool.
All right, thanks.
The county's doing a fundraiser. Ulster County American League is doing a fundraiser. We don't have a lot in our budget, so we're made up a fundraiser for T-shirts. And there's 14 posts in Ulster County.
And how much are they, Harold?
Well, from small to extra large, to $13. 1X, 2X, 3X is $2 more each. And to go for 4X, then it's $4 more each. The bigger you go, the higher the price. And if anybody would like
you'd
one,
have to lose weight.
See about it. I have a thing, you can sign your name, what color, black or blue. This is extra large.
No, it's a good size.
So, anybody would like one, you can sign your name, and what color, blue, black, it would be appreciated very much.
All right.
The good news is I wrote large on here. I would have written extra large 6 months ago.
So anybody wants to put one to make down, you can. If you want to pay me tonight or wait till next time to pay me, that's fine. I'm not going to worry about it. Because I do have 150 of them on order already. And the more I get, the better it is. Definitely. And I do a lot of Eagle Scout presentations for Ulster County. I think we do more than any county around. We got 7 counties I'm in charge of. And that's Tolden, Ulster, Columbia, Greene, Schoharie, Albany, Rensselaer. I'm in charge of all those counties for Eagle Scout presentations.
Because we had a much
most of the county does more than any of them. But I don't see too many. I see a few legislators, legislation at the Eagle Scout presentations, but not many. And that would be nice if you guys can do up with a, what's the county pride, I think.
Yeah, we usually do them with all the Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
If you, anytime there's an Eagle Scout, just call the office at 340-3900. And actually, Nettie takes care of those.
Right.
You start with Nettie. Anytime there's an Eagle Scout, we send a bride to them. Or, you know, sometimes we try to present it. Like, for instance, I was going.
Right.
And this Saturday, there's one, but I can't be there because I have a family commitment. Otherwise, I would have went.
Was that one Saturday? Where?
There's one Saturday. I'm trying to remember where it's being presented.
I know there's one June 8th.
Yeah, there's one Saturday. I can't remember where it's being presented.
Okay.
There's two, actually. It's two being done on Saturday. Oh, it's uptown at the church uptown by the county building, Methodist.
St. James Church?
St. James Methodist Church, yes.
Okay. I'll find out.
I just remember it flashed through me on an email, so.
And I'll probably be there at that time.
Who do I need to check out to?
Who do I need to check out to? Off the County American Legion?
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to make it out today. That's fine.
All righty. Anything else, Harold?
I don't think so. I mean...
Well, there'll be brides there for those particular people. So if you don't mind, I try to go to those if I can, if they're in my district.
Right.
But that one, I have a Mother's Day weekend, and I have a commitment Saturday and Sunday, so...
Well, we sponsor...
So if you don't mind, you could...
Yeah.
You can say a good word for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We sponsor over 3,000 Boy Scout troops in America. And we spend over a little more than $1.5 million for that, for the children and youth programs. And you're the president of the college? Oh, that's right. I remember you. Yeah. And thanks for what you guys do for us, you know, in November.
It's our pleasure.
Definitely. We want to spread it out more.
We're on Monday. With Congressman Gibson. So.
Yes. Yes, I heard about that, yes. And when you guys leave tonight, when you get all done, when you leave, I don't know if you guys do a prayer at the end or not about our soldier boy who just got killed. He gets buried tomorrow. Okay. I'll be out there in my uniform, definitely. He went by today. I'm sure what he meant. So. Oh, God, I'll tell you something else. You have nothing to do with the city, right?
No.
No.
Other than live there and represent it in the county.
Right.
Why do you? I don't really have much relationship with the mayor, but then again, not too many people do.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Okay, anything? Well, you got any questions, anybody? Yeah, I can answer something or whatever. You know?
You're welcome anytime, Harold.
Excuse me?
Just let me know. Anytime you want to come, you let me know.
I'm going to be in on the June. I'll be there again on June because I want to see what's going on. You know, this is,
yeah, oh, yeah, for the June one, yes.
I want to be
you're
going to
bring
June.
Your
yeah.
pictures and
yeah,
we'll
yeah, I'll bring the pictures and everything. I'm the only one that's got them, so I'm going to start going down there and take them. When they put it back together, I'm taking pictures again.
All right.
Demolition, put it back together. The first floor is going to have two handicap bedrooms, two handicap kitchen, handicap, two bathrooms. Second floor is six bedrooms. The rooms are big enough, you can make two bedrooms out of one. The third floor, maybe the following year, because that's pretty well damaged because the roof leaks were back. And I'm glad he's starting to bring this out because I wanted to bring it out the last time and I couldn't say nothing.
All right.
It's important that you guys know what the hell's going on in plain English.
Very
good. You know, we don't want to hold back on everybody. We let them know. Because communications is very important, especially for us. If we don't have that, forget it. You know, we're always out there trying to do something, get communications going and everything. And I want to thank you for having me here.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
And I'm going to leave, if you don't mind, you know, the college go in front of you so that you can do your presentation after that.
I can't imagine that they don't want to sit through our presentation.
Well, they can still sit through the presentation.
They
have a board member here.
I know.
But we have a...
go right ahead.
There's a number of things that... all right, before I talk about the... what you're going to give us there. I had a conversation today with the comptroller's office, both Elliot and Joe, in reference to his survey, and, you know, as you know, the chargebacks. And I guess the original survey they wanted to do, I guess the county attorney weighed in and said, no, you can't do it, you're not authorized or whatever. So I'm going to put together a resolution, you know, legislative body to be able to do that with the, you know, for those people that don't know, what happens is when somebody does go to, say, sign up for Dutchess Community College, well, they have to get a certificate of residency from Ulster County. And when they have to fill the form out. So when they fill that form out, the comptroller had the idea, because we've always wanted to do the survey, but we're saying that, how are we going to do it? You can send it out. Nobody's going to really comply.
Right.
I mean, if, you know, Lynn goes to Dutchess Community College, we send you the survey. Would you please send it? You may or may not to put it in. So chances are you'll probably get 10% back. Where in this case, when they have to make out that form, the back side of the form, you can put this survey on there. And what we don't want to do is make it where it says that this is not mandatory. We don't want to say that it is mandatory, but we want them to fill out the survey. So we understand why, whether it be, in other words, like, I mean, I had one person telling me, you know, they brought this up. In fact, the one person that, you know, works up at the county, Nettie, who works up at the county building, I brought up what I was talking to her about, and she goes, well, my daughter didn't want to go do it because she felt like it was 13th grade. Okay, coming from, you know, Kingston High School, because a lot of people in Kingston High School go to community college. So that's an issue. So let's see if there's a lot of people then we need to address that. Or whatever we can address. Or maybe it's program. Maybe there's certain programs. I don't know. You know, I know very well, like, for instance, Orange Community College and Columbia, they offer a... occupational and physical therapy assistant positions that we don't offer. They're the only ones around that offer that at the community college in the immediate vicinity. So some people may go to do that, but we don't know.
Thank you.
We will, the legislative body will do that, and, you know, basically we'll push to get that done. Okay. The other issue that I want to bring up, why I'm here for the members of the committee, I didn't only ran off about five of them. We'll just give those to the members of the committee, if you don't mind. This is something that I had a conversation with you The chairman and I sat down, we had a conversation with you in reference to, okay, Harold.
Thank you.
Yep, anytime, buddy. Give me a call whenever you wish.
Okay.
Because I talked to you about Wayne. Anyway, so you and I had a conversation. I had this conversation with you the year before also. My problem is, and right now we're looking at another increase of $100 unless we come up with a number of $241,538. Otherwise, we have another $100. I should have ran one off of you too, Ken, but I didn't.
That's okay.
I'll give you this if you wish.
Thanks.
So my take on it is, I think the I'm looking for the committee to take a stand that we should increase that number. It's been 6 years since the last increase. Tuition has gone up 26.6% since 2006, correct?
2008-9.
I
corrected that number two.
Oh, right. Okay, I ran off the wrong one.
Because you asked since our last increase.
Yes.
And that's the way I did the math, and then I cut out.
All right, so since our last increase has gone up to 26.6%.
26.6%.
You know, because we have had, you know, let's face the reality. Now, the state has come given you some extra, but not much. And that's, you know, granted, the state hasn't, you know, stepped up to do their full 33 1/3%.
Exactly.
What is the numbers right now? Do you know what the percentages are?
It's roughly 24% state. The county is pretty close to the 1/3, and the students now, the difference, I think, over 40%, over 40.
Right.
The students are 40%?
Over 40%, a little over 40%.
All right, so what I'm looking at is, I know that I've had a conversation with the chairman about this, and he kind of agrees with me on this, so we're going to put in a resolution, however we need to do this. I'm not sure how we go about this process, other than just increasing your budget when it comes in, but, you know, what I'm looking at is having this increase, or, you know, I don't know if the executive will agree or not. I really don't know. I haven't had a conversation with them.
Well, certainly, you know, we want to know how you were paying for your resolution.
Right. Well, taxes, the way they always get paid.
We don't have the ability to raise taxes, Dave.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Timing, is there anything on this?
Yeah.
In that, if you put their budget, the budget gets approved with the money in it, it doesn't get through hours, and what happens, there'll be a balance. And right now we have one balance.
Well, how do we do that? How have we increased them in the past?
I would think the approval of the budget, we can go back and look at our records and when there was an increase, see what kind of wording was used in the resolution, and I'll provide that to you tomorrow. If it fails in June, we still have enough time before we send out our tuition bills to go back. $100 for full time.
It's not June that I'm worried about. We have no money. It's the way it is with the fund balance, it seems to be. We have costs that are coming up. It's going to be a tough sled to pull.
Unfortunately, with the sales tax.
The sales tax involves in it, and there's a lot of things that are looking for money. And if your budget is predicated on getting that money and that budget doesn't come out until October and then it goes through an amendment procedure and it doesn't make it because then what happens to the college? Because you'll be moving ahead and the money won't be there. That's all going to depend on what the executive does, what everybody does.
No, I understand that, and it's the same thing you said every year.
Got it.
We don't have the money, so we do it on the backs of the students that are at school.
Well, I appreciate that, but what happens if you say, fine, you're going to get the money, and then you don't?
Well, if you put it in the budget, it's in the budget.
Well, it's in their budget. But if it doesn't get in our budget,
if we pass that budget, then we have to pay that budget.
What is the total amount that would be needed on an annual basis for this county?
This new one would be $241,538.
So you'd either have to cut that much money from the budget or increase taxes by that much.
Correct.
Or raise yours slightly, you know, just doesn't have to be the whole, like even if we couldn't take over the whole thing, maybe we could do part of it.
Well, the point is we have not increased our contribution in 6 years. What we have done, and unfortunately because of that, they've had to keep on increasing tuition. So each year it's gone up. If you see the numbers are right in front of you, the tuition increases each year that have taken place. I mean, in some cases they're more, some cases they're less. But there comes a point where we need to say that we need to increase our contribution.
Where's our tuition compared to other community colleges in the area?
We're the fifth highest out of the 30 student community colleges.
Okay, but if we look in the area, Orange...
Dutchess has one of the lowest...
Dutchess is almost $1,000 lower.
I think
and
it's
an issue of having almost twice, actually more than twice the state.
Yeah, Dutchess is one of the lowest in the state.
It is.
It is the lowest.
And the county contribution is substantially higher. It's one of the reasons why they have such a huge budget problem over there. Yeah.
And then the Orange County is also lower.
Yeah, but not much. I think we're pretty close.
What about Sullivan?
I think Sullivan may be the highest.
Mm-hmm. What about Green?
Green is significantly lower, about maybe $400.
So if you look at Sullivan is higher, do you have comparable student bodies?
Sullivan is a little bit smaller than we are.
Which may account for the...
Yeah, Sullivan is
so
pretty
So it's really
split,
what's driving small. The number is student body.
Right.
And
the numbers, oh yeah.
And do you have a sense, of... what's that request form that they have to get signed by?
Certificate of residence. Right. They go to another community college.
So do you have a sense of how many are leaving to go to another community?
We have those records in the community.
Yeah, those numbers, they have the exact number, actually. And what is the total cost? Do you remember what it's costing?
I think it's approaching $3 million, isn't it?
I thought it was about $3 million. Didn't want to say that and sound ridiculous, but I thought it was $3 million. In fact, I used it today because somebody...